amount set aside for, you know, for you to draw from for personal income while you settle in? I mean, assuming that you accept.
What about my Uncle Donnie and Aunt Teresa?
Joe didn't feel that Patrick really had any special relationship or feeling about them. And now, as I think you know, they've moved out to Wisconsin, I believe.
Minnesota.
Minnetonka,
Minnesota.
That's right. It was my impression that you'd spent a lot of time here over the years.
I was just a backup. I came up here to look after Patty, yeah, if Joe was in the hospital after my father couldn't do it. But it was supposed to be Donnie. I'm just a backup.
Well, I can just repeat that I'm astonished that Joe didn't run this by you, thorough as he was.
Yeah, because he knew what I would say if he would have asked.
Hey! You want to keep it down, you fucking morons? My kids are sleeping.
I am so sorry.
Sorry, Ray.
I mean,
I didn't think we were that loud.
You want to get these fucking pinheads out of my house, please?
Yeah, I do. I really do. She can't talk to us that way.
Yeah. I'm not fucking around. It's 2:00 in the fucking morning. Get these fucking assholes dressed and get them the fuck out of here.
Are you dressed?
Didn't mean it. I'm gonna apologize later.
Get out of here, man. See you later.
Right,
man.
They're already left.
Lee.
Thank God, again. Tell Randy you're sorry.
Don't drink and drive.
We're so sorry.
You see Jupiter? Hold on, keep guys in the road. Hey, Tommy! Hey, Joe! Sorry again! Go ahead! It's Jupiter, you fucking idiot! Look at, there's the North Star right there! Right there!
Where?
It's due north! I'll clean up in the morning.
You see Jupiter, you fucking asshole?
Come on.
Fuck you.
Come on.
Lee. Lee, nobody can appreciate what you've been through. If I can say that. If you really feel like you can't take this on, well, that's your right.
So who are we getting?
Patrick, can I get you a can of soda or anything?
No,
thank you.
Well, I don't know what's happening with Patrick's mother.
No.
I'm not sure where she is or what kind of condition she's in.
We can't do that.
Uncle Lee, what is that smell?
Just burnt the sauce. Everything's okay.
I got a job in Boston, starts in July.
What is it?
Custodian, handyman. But it's just two buildings this time, so.
And what a delightful Boston neighborhood have you selected for us to live in?
None.
What do you mean?
You don't have to move to Boston. I want to be in Charlestown. And George is going to take you.
What?
I talked to him last week. I explained the situation to him. Georgia Jr. is going to be you in the fall, and Jimmy graduates next year. We can rent this house out until you turn 18, then you can come back and stay if you want. When you turn 21, you're allowed to sell it or keep it, or whatever you want to do. We definitely have to hire out the boat when the summer's over, just like we talked about. But when you get your license, and we can just figure that out when it happens. I'm still the trustee, but all the financial stuff that Joe set up for me is going to get transferred over to George. So basically, everything's staying the same, except you don't have to move.
And, but, like, who's... Are they going to be my guardians, or are you going to...
They're going to adopt you. Anyway, that's just how I set it up. You don't have to. It's up to you.
So you're just gonna disappear?
No. No. I set it up this way so you can stay here. And they're really glad to have you. They
love
you.
I know. I mean, they're great, but... Why can't you stay?
Come on, Patty. I can't beat it. I can't beat it. I'm sorry.
Stan Chandler's boys?
Yeah, I'm Lee.
I used to play chess with your father a long time ago. He was an excellent chess player.
That's him.
He's not still living, is he?
No.
One of the sons passed away recently, I heard.
Yeah, my brother Joe.
very personable man. My father passed away in 1959, a young man. He worked on a tuna boat. He got up one morning, some weather, nothing dramatic, and he never returned. No signals, no maydays, no one ever found out what happened to him.